Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after our show, the podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and then follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. All right, we have a special guest. He's an NFL reporter, does a great job covering the league for USA Today. Friend of the show, we welcome in Tyler Dragon. Tiger, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey.
Did I say Tiger?
You said Tiger.
I'm sorry.
Chris thought he was making leaving a message. Hey, this is Tiger. Hey, Tyler.
My bad, man.
First, we want to know how Junior's doing. How's your son? How's everything?
Oh, he's doing good. He's going to be 4 months tomorrow. It seems like he's growing every day. Already has a little personality, but he's doing great. Appreciate you asking.
Enjoy it, man, because it goes fast.
Yeah. That's what everybody tells. Every minute.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Let's start. We obviously have the NFL draft coming up. Are you with everybody or most other people that Caleb Williams is the best player or best quarterback, at least, in this draft class? And if so, where does it go from there for you? A lot of people like Jaden Daniels, Drake May, some now J.J. McCarthy. Like, where does the rest of the quarterback field stack up for you if indeed you have Caleb number one?
Yeah, I have Caleb Williams number one, and it's pretty much a done deal that he is going to be a Chicago Bear once the Bears officially put their pick in. But my order is a little bit different after him. I do have Jaden Daniels as my second-ranked quarterback. I really like his mobility.
Not J.J. McCarthy? No? You sure?
No. I like Daniels' mobility. He's 6'4". Yes, he's a little bit slender, but I believe he's going to add some weight on a professional level. And then number three, I actually like Michael Penix Jr. When I saw him play in the college football playoff and at University of Washington, I just like the way the ball flies out of his hands. He has arguably the strongest arm in this draft class. Now, he does have a little bit of injury history.
Yep. Wait a minute. That's a part of his resume, because that was my next pushback, is the injuries. That doesn't scare you, Tyler?
That doesn't scare him, because he did play a healthy season at Washington, and as long as you have an offensive line to protect him, and as long as he does not absorb those brutal hits in the NFL, I think he'll be fine. All his injuries were pretty much when he was seeking out contact as a quarterback. So he's my third ranked quarterback. And then I have Drake May from North Carolina, and then J.J. McCarthy. So that's probably my top five big board as far as quarterbacks in the NFL draft.
Awesome. Let me ask you about the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. They're going to make them, let them play out the contract and then see, or is Jerry going to cave? What are you hearing with the Cowboys and Dak?
Yeah, I'm hearing that he's probably going to play out this final wow. year, and then they're going to negotiate from there. Now, things can change between now and the regular season, but to me, what I'm hearing is the Cowboys and Jerry Jones are comfortable with Dak Prescott playing this final year under his contract, and they have a lot of other high-priced players, marquee players that are eligible for contract extensions. And first in mind is Micah Parsons, who might be the highest-paid defensive player ever by the time his deal gets finalized. So there's a lot of decisions that need to be made in Dallas beyond Dak Prescott.
All right, so, I mean, they talked about being all in. I think, Tyler, it has been a horrendous offseason for the Cowboys. And I know we got the draft and there's other stuff that can happen, but they've lost several top players. They only have three picks in the top 150, actually 170. They only got three picks, so they can only restock so much. You got CeeDee Lamb maybe holding out. You got leaks about them being tired of Micah Parsons. You're not re-signing Dak. You got a leak about maybe they'll look at a quarterback in the draft. What is going on in Dallas? I think it's been a terrible offseason for them.
Yeah, it has been a terrible offseason. They might be having the worst free agency in all of the NFL, especially in the NFC East when you look at the players of the caliber like the Commanders added and the Philadelphia Eagles with Saquon Barkley. With the Cowboys, they really have not spent a lot of their money, and basically because they were, their salary cap situation, they had to play some salary cap gymnastics. And then they have, like I said, these contracts coming up with the Micah Parsons, with the CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott. And I believe that Jerry Jones thinks that his team is still good enough to compete in the NFC. And then they're going to look at how this draft is going to play out. Yes, they don't have a lot of picks in this NFL draft, but they still have a first-round pick. Maybe they can get a receiver to go on the opposite side of CeeDee Lamb. So they're not too far away, but they did lose a lot of key players in free agency. So it's going to be interesting to see how they maneuver this draft and how they close out free agency, because there's still a lot of pretty good players available. Odell Beckham Jr., he would be a nice addition in Dallas as a number two, number three.
How much does he have left, though? I'm asking. Does he have anything left in the tank?
I believe so, because you're not asking him to be a number one receiver. You're asking him to be behind CeeDee Lamb, maybe be a third option, a pass-catching option in Dallas. And with that, I still think he can be a very reliable and productive player. In Baltimore, he was kind of asked to be the number two option, especially after Mark Andrews got hurt. And at this point in his career, he's not that. But as a third receiving option, I think he's still a productive player.
You mentioned the Ravens. Obviously, they got Derrick Henry. How much of a up? Well, we know it's a great upgrade, but I mean, how much of an impact do you think that'll have on them? They went away from the run inexplicably
in that AFC Championship game, which was right.
Is this a sign that they kind of recognize the error of their ways and will go back to, you know, running the football more? Or just tell us how you think this move will impact this team.
Yeah, I'm still scratching my head that they went away from the run game.
Crazy.
But Derrick Henry, I cannot wait for him and Lamar Jackson to run the read option. I think it's going to cause defenses fits, and it's going to be so potent that, you know, they can win the division again. I mean, with him in the backfield with Lamar Jackson, that's like a match made in heaven. I really do like what the Ravens have done this offseason. Now, I do think they need to upgrade their offensive line. They lost some players. They still have Ronnie Staley at left tackle, but inside at guard and right tackle, they probably need to make some more additions. I expect them to probably address their O-line in the draft. But overall, when I look at this Ravens roster, it's probably the best in the AFC North, but their O-line and pass rushers, they do need to upgrade those two specific spots.
The Jets, have they done enough in the offseason? Obviously, you never know. You got a 40-year-old quarterback who got hurt on four snaps, and, you know, there's always the threat that he could be injured. But what about what they've done to shore up the offensive line? Are you happy with the Jets offseason?
Well, I do like the addition of Tyron Smith. I still think he has something left in the tank. But overall, I still think they're maybe missing some pieces, especially on the O-line and the interior. I like Morgan Moses. We just talked about the Ravens. He came over from there. But what are you going to do on the interior, especially at guard and at center? Now, on the outside with Aaron Rodgers, I love the addition of Mike Williams to go with Garrett Wilson. Mike Williams has a big catch radius. He's 6'4". He can catch a lot of contested catches, a lot of jump balls. So him with Garrett Wilson, that's going to be a very potent attack for Aaron Rodgers if he can stay healthy. Let's hope he lasts more than four plays and he can come back from that Achilles injury. So that's going to be the huge question. But overall, on paper, I do like the Jets roster.
Well, speaking of comebacks, did you hear Tom Brady? I'm sure you did. And he's smart. He knows what he's saying.
Threw up in my
he
mouth,
knows
Tyler.
How it was going to be picked up. I mean, I thought he was all but begging for somebody to come get him, Tyler. What is the buzz around the league? And I can think of a few teams that I think could use him. What do you think about the Brady situation and what's the buzz?
I think it's just a whole bunch of talk. Tom Brady is 46 years old. He's going to be 47 on August 3rd. There is no way in the world he is going to come back as a 47-year-old quarterback. Now, I know quarterbacks
at 45, he threw for 4,700 yards.
Yes, but come on now. He's almost 50. Now, I know quarterbacks don't get hit, and you pretty much have flags on them over there. So, I mean, is the door cracked because of how today's NFL is played? Maybe, but no. Tom Brady's just talking. He knows it's going to cause headlines. He's now an NFL owner, too. He's not coming back. Do not be sure.
There's a better chance that him and Drizelle will get back together.
Rob is full of wishful thinking. The last thing he wants is Tom Brady back.
I'm done with Tom Brady. Enough already. Enough.
All right, Tyler. Great stuff as always, man. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
All right, more Odd Couple coming in. Right, Rob, they honored the great Allen Iverson in Philadelphia. Or did they? That's next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, the Philadelphia 76ers honored Allen Iverson today. They put a statue up of him on the Legends. It's called Legends Walk. Is that what it's called in Philadelphia? All the great Sixers have statues up there. Dr. J, Charles Barkley, Wilt Chamberlain, Mo Cheeks. It's great. But there has the Sixers are getting destroyed on social media because the statue of Iverson is tiny. It's small. Now, all the statues on Legends Walk are small, and that's outside of the Sixers practice facility. They're smaller than the statues you'll see in front of, say, Crypto.com arena in LA, right, and all that.
I think that's just a financial thing, and it comes off as cheap. Because there's no reason, if you're going to put a statue up, should they not be life-size? I looked at them, Chris. They look like stick figures.
You looked at all of them. They're all small.
They're all small and cheap. I'm just saying. I don't know what they cost. That's what it looks like. Because they don't look like the players. They look like stick figures.
They don't.
Am I right, Chris?
They look like... Yeah, I mean, they look like just smaller, weaker versions of the player.
Right.
It doesn't look almost childlike versions of the player. Yes. I hate to say it.
Monty, are you on? Monty's with us? Or no?
I am here. Yeah, I'm Hizzle.
Hey, yes. you've been seeing the there's videos and all this stuff.
Social
going around.
Media. She sent it to me too. Yes.
Yes. They look a little alien like, don't you think?
Because they're kind of tiny.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And which makes them look, I don't know, they just, and his is, now the base, thankfully, is the same size as the others, but he honestly, and you know, I think it's Mo Cheeks, there are a couple of the players that are in positions where they're bent down, and other players who are like shooting jump shots, so they're extended, so that makes them taller than some of the others. Like Iverson's, he's kind of crouched and he's driving on somebody, so he's kind of crouched down. But his person, like the actual body of his statue, at least from the videos that I'm seeing, looks smaller than the other bodies. Is that fair, Monty?
I would 100% agree with you. They are all small. His looks even smaller.
I agree. The first thing I thought of when I saw his statue was the Wizard of Oz and the Munchkins. Like, what is this?
You might be serious because it really is small.
Monty, I'm saying, what is this? Like, calm down, Chris.
I know that ain't Monty.
Oh, my
like, is she laughing
calm
at
calm down, God. Chris.
Rob. That's a drop, y'all. That
Chris, it was that funny.
It was funny, but it wasn't that funny.
It's sad, Chris. It sounds like you though. Without that is not.
Well,
a
it
drop.
Is me.
No. You know but I'm mean? Just saying, it sounds like it's live. Like
yeah,
it's not a
no,
drop.
It definitely does. It definitely
but I just I'm disappointed in it. I'm going to be honest. I don't like it. I just think it comes off incredibly cheap. Like let's not use enough. I don't know what they make the statue out of, Chris. You know what I mean? To save money. It just doesn't look right, and he looks even smaller than the rest of the statues. And I get it. He's doing a crossover move, and he's kind of bent down, but still.
But it really looks smaller. He looks – and maybe it's the angle, you know, of the videos we're looking at or something, but he looks smaller. There's no doubt about – and I don't mean just because obviously he was shorter. But they're all thin.
Mm-hmm.
Even Barkley, I can't figure out which one is Barkley, but Barkley was big. All of these guys look thin.
Yeah.
So even the one of Barkley doesn't look like really big. Barkley's one of the two or three next to Iverson. But yeah, it's I don't know. I think you hit it on the head, Rob. They're just. I guess saving money. And I get it. Maybe they, you know, because it's a bunch of them next to one another, you don't want to make all of them huge. Like the Staples Center, I mean, those things, I mean, pretty soon they put up any more. You're not going to be able to get into the Staples Center.
They're going overboard, Chris. Everybody can't get a statue. Everybody can't get a statue.
It takes away the value of getting a statue. Now, granted, the Lakers have had an inordinate number of great players, right? And it's not just Lakers.
Yeah, but you could do what the Yankees do, Chris.
Is De La Hoya out there? They got Oscar De La Hoya's out there. I mean,
you could do like retired in numbers like the Yankees, right? But you don't have a statue of everybody out front.
I was a little tongue in cheek, but am I right? It's hard. They're all over the place in front of
that you have, and Monty, you know this. The
Chick
Kings
Hearn's
are out.
Got a statue.
The Kings are out there. The announcers are out there.
And
right?
They're giant, and they're a presence.
And the announcers, Chris, have like desks that they're sitting at.
Right. I mean, it's just it is too, and that's where. So I understand, you know, the Sixers. I guess doing it a little differently, and they're smaller. But I don't know. They don't look as good. They just don't.
So my question, they are tiny. And maybe Monty can answer this, Chris. I don't know because I've never been to that facility. That's their practice.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it in person.
But I was going to ask, is that closed off to the public? You know what I mean? Is that
why? It's out. Right,
Monty? Yeah, my understanding is that it's out and people can access
it. Okay, so fans can come over in that area is what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if like that was fenced off, and that's just the entrance way into practice. But you can't as a fan, because then that would be the reason that the only people who would see the statues, right, are players going into the practice facility. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Compared to the general public.
Yeah, I don't want to. I think they mean well, obviously, but
oh yeah,
is there a happy medium between like? The parade of statues out in front of the Crypto Center and what these tiny little things in Philly? I mean, you got to hit that sweet spot. You know what I mean? They don't have to be gigantic, but they should be, you know, they should be hardy. How about that? Hardy.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw it out to the callers. listeners and see what they think. I'm sure, you know, it's all over social media.
Right.
So I'm sure they're seeing, you know, they've seen the statue and everything. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in on the Allen Iverson statue that was unveiled today in Philadelphia, obviously tribute to the great AI. It's an understatement to say he's deserving of a statue. We just hope it does him justice and his career justice. And that goes for all the other guys on the Legends Walk too. So you've seen the videos, I'm sure. You've seen the pictures. What do you think of the Allen Iverson statue at Legends Walk outside of the Sixers practice facility? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Call in now, and you'll be up after Monsi Bolaños gives us the update. Monsi.
Well, guys, I have a sound of Allen Iverson today as they debuted his statue. Check it out.
I want y'all to know how much I appreciate y'all. And I promised myself I wasn't going to do this, but it is what it is. Thank everybody for coming out. I thank everybody, like I said, for playing a part in this and making this dream come true. And I'm just so excited to see what's going on.
So he was emotional. He was happy.
AI gets emotional.
Yeah. I mean,
he's an emotional guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I'm surprised he never had a Kleenex endorsement. I'm just saying.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, all right. We're going to check in on NBA scores.
He could now.
Stop.
You know, and you know what's funny, though?
Stop.
Alex is going to wear this thing out. You know what's funny, Rob? You mentioned that. So many NBA players get endorsements after they were done playing.
Right.
I mean, Melo now, you got more. He's getting more
You've
commercials
than
before.
You've never seen Melo more, Chris. Yeah. I'm with you.
No. Right? Shaq, obviously. Shaq
needs to stop working.
I mean, Shaq's doing all the commercials. There's others. Who else?
But let me ask you this. With Melo, is it because, Chris, his rate is reduced now that he's not a player? Do you know what I mean?
I think
a different rate between
also,
being a current player and a former player.
I think that's possible because they're still recognizable. Mm. So maybe you're right. You get them for cheaper. And also, I mean, look, obviously you can do them as a player, but you also have more time. Those things take time, you know, to do the commercials. And you have more time to do them. Obviously,
True.
Some current players do them too. But it is just interesting. I mean, guys get more now or once they retire than they did when they were players.
Before.
So,
maybe it's just that they have the, like, not just the time now, but now they want to do it. Maybe when they were approached in the middle of their career, they were like, I ain't got time for this. And now they have the time.
I mean, because they're offering a lot of money.
It's true. It's true.
And
it's true.
A lot of dudes do like that stuff. But, you know, maybe some did turn it down.
Yeah, yeah. Joel Embiid, we mentioned that he left right before halftime, seemed to have a leg injury. Well, he jumped right back in to start the third quarter for the 76ers. He's got 32 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists. And Philadelphia is beating Orlando 123-109, 1 minute to go in the game. The Bulls were down. Now they're on top of the Wizards, 128-126, 6 seconds left in the game. Celtics are beating the Hornets 117-91 late in the fourth quarter. The Cavs have taken the lead over the Pacers 107-102 halfway through the fourth. The Knicks have taken the lead at home over the Nets 94-84 also halfway through the fourth quarter. And the Heat have extended their lead over the Raptors 75-59 halfway through the third. The Thunder and the Timberwolves currently tied for second place in the Western Conference. Minnesota has Karl Anthony Towns back today. They're beating the Hawks 66-55 halfway through the third. The Thunder are on top of the Bucks at home 78-65 with about 8 minutes to go in the third. In Major League Baseball, the bench is cleared between the Brewers and the Orioles, but it really is all Milwaukee. Maybe that's why the Orioles are mad, because the Brewers are on top 10-1 bottom of the eighth inning. The Tigers are blanking the Twins 5-0 top of the sixth. All Rockies against the Blue Jays 10-2 bottom of the eighth. All Angels against the Red Sox, they're shutting them out 7-0 bottom of the ninth in Boston. The Braves are beating the Marlins 7-1, bottom of the eighth. The Reds have added some more runs. They're on top of the White Sox 7-1, top of the seventh. And the Rangers and Astros were tied until the Rangers exploded. Texas on top 8-3 against Houston. They're about to start the fifth inning. And at the Masters, Three-way tie after the second round. Bryson DeChambeau, Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler. They're all tied. Tiger Woods did make the cut, making a record for 24 consecutive cuts at the Masters. He ended one over. Guys, this was fun. Let's do it again next week. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Monsi.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Allen Iverson and his new statue out in Philadelphia. We had to go get our man in Philadelphia on ground. Got his ear. He's all up in the streets of Philly, so he knows what's going on. That, of course, is friend of the show, Anthony Gargano. What's up, man?
What's up, brothers?
How are you? So you just heard me. We were just talking about the Allen Iverson statue. We obviously know AI was deserving of a statue, and we're happy
but
for him.
But it's so small.
But as you see, there's all over social media. And I'm just looking at videos. Obviously, we're not in Philly. But all of those statues are small, but his looks even smaller than most. Do you
like the Heisman Trophy?
Right.
That's pretty good.
Right. I mean, what are people in Philly saying? What are your thoughts first, and then what?
I was all into it, man. AI statue. We get to celebrate him. There's going to be a new documentary on him on Netflix. I had Pat Croce on today. To talk about those days and you know, like, it was awesome. Like, and then the statue comes out, I'm going, what? It's weird.
Like,
it's like, listen, it's all, God bless, right? But it's got to be, like, you guys know, because we all work together in New York, and you go to the old Yankee Stadium, man, and you walk through that legend, like, come on, those are statues, right? Like,
yeah,
you gotta do a little better.
Go
ahead, Rob.
No, I was just gonna say, Anthony, that statue's so small that Tattoo from Fantasy Island would say it was small. You know what I mean?
That's a drop, Anthony. That is not me laughing like that. All of those statues are small at Legends Walk. And we haven't been there. We're just looking at the videos.
Right.
I'm guessing you may have been there. Yeah. His, though, looks smaller even than the other ones. And is that fair?
Yeah.
Like, his body looks small. It's not just that he's bent down. It's like they made it smaller.
Yeah, they made it smaller. And it's a shame because, it celebrates all that work. It's a good-looking statue, but, you're in the land of Philadelphia, which is the Rocky statue, right?
Right,
The Rocky statue is a statue. Like, that's a Statue of Liberty piece. You know what I'm saying? You got to do better for AI.
Yes. Anthony, I made the comment, and I could be off base, but I made the comment, is it just because it's at the practice facility and not in front of the arena and they're saving money by having them downscale?
Nah.
You know what I mean?
They're not saving money. Like, their ownership are spenders. Like, they've had the highest coaching payroll. They have no problem spending money. Josh Harris, who just bought the Commanders, right? I mean, David Edelman, they go for it. So I just think it was more, the eye of the sculptor, I guess.
So while we have you, let's talk about the Sixers. I feel you. Now, what do you think they're capable of doing? Let me ask it this way. We all know that Joel Embiid's play has dropped off in the playoffs in the past. I think this year we're going to find out if that has been due to some, mental block or just freezing up or whatever, or if it was he's actually fatigued by the time he gets to the playoffs, and usually he has to sit out a game or two and he's playing 80% and all that. Because now you would think he's going to be fresh. I know he got banged up tonight, but you would think he'll be fresh for the playoffs. So if he drops off, you figure it's more of a mental block. I don't expect him to, but how excited are people in Philly And how far do you think this team can go?
All right, so a couple things. One, the Embiid thing, which is fascinating. I attribute, now listen, if you go back to the Jimmy year, that was him. He was immature. He hadn't grown to this point where he's one of the best players in the league, right?
Right.
So dominant force. And then after that, he got saddled with Simmons, and he got saddled with James Harden. And listen, the thing about Harden was, like, we remember that series against Boston. He had a couple great games and then a couple awful games. The problem with Harden's always been his sag. He's got the ball. You can't
right. –
you're a big and you're dependent on a guy with the ball. The guy with the ball can't be a mope, right? Like, his energy. And that's
right.
why with Maxey as the co-star, it's completely different. I think – and we've seen Maxey. That kid is a player, but he plays with joy, too. And, look, he's a co-star, man. He's a legit co-star, and I think this team, look, Boston's ridiculous, and the Porzingis move, and that team's great. But Sixers are the second-best team in the East right now. Don't take out Milwaukee.
No, I actually think they will, too. I mean, obviously Giannis might even be backed
right.
up if they meet in the first round, but even with Giannis, you're right. I mean, Philly looks great, no doubt.
So what do you have in store? I mean, what is Philly going to do, to be honest? I mean, you got them in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, listen, they haven't been out of the second round through the whole process.
Right, so that's what I'm asking.
Like, this is a big deal. Now, again, you know, like, look, man, it's been a long road with this squad. You know, I was in, what, eighth grade when they won it, right, in 83? Like, crazy. Like, think about how long it was. I'm telling you that this is a big deal, and they're going to make a run. Now, the problem is you got Boston. The only other thing, storyline, is what do they do next year? Because after this season, all they have is Embiid and Maxey under contract, and they have a clean slate to build it around them.
Yeah, I mean, Paul George, there's been a lot of talk about him.
Yes.
But it'll be interesting. Quickly before you go, the Eagles, we all know the funk they fell into last year. They've got two new coordinators now. Do you expect that to carry over to this season, or you think that's gone? I personally think it won't be a factor at all, but where are you at?
Well, listen, they need players on defense, too. I mean, it's all well and good. They got Vic Fangio, who's an upgrade. And I think Kellen Moore's an upgrade offensive as an OC, because that offense just fell off the cliff, like you said. So it's between Barkley and Kellen Moore, that should help. And it's going to go back to Jalen. Jalen's got to get back to 2 years ago. He gets back to 2 years ago to a force. And the other issue is, look at that division. I mean, it's a walk to the playoffs, because I don't believe in the Cowboys.
Nah, they've had a horrible offseason, no
yes.
doubt. All right, that's our man, Anthony Gargano. Yo, thanks for hopping on with us on short notice, man.
You're the best, brothers. Love you guys.
And we'll hear you on Fox Sports Radio tomorrow, won't we?
That's right. Tomorrow morning, fellas.
So all right.
We'll be hanging out with Jason Fitch. Thanks, brothers. Love you guys.
Thank
all right,
you.
Brother. Yep. Peace. All right, Rob, they made a hire. They have a new coach in Kentucky. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky Flashback Friday. You were in the crates, DJ Alex Teicher. Nicely done.
Oh, thank you, CB.
Nicely done. Rob, what you got going on this weekend, man?
So, chilling tomorrow, catching up with some friends.
You going back Sunday?
Yeah. Sunday. And then Sunday, Chris, before the Mets game against Kansas City, they're going to retire Dwight Gooden's number 16.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, I'm going to the ceremony Sunday. So, I'm looking forward to that. I'll see Doc and his family.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What about you? You got anything?
Man, believe it or not, I'm on a 6 a.m. flight tomorrow morning to Kansas City. My co-host, Nick Wright, on First Things First, he and his wife, Danielle, married 11 years. They're renewing their vows.
Wow.
And they never really had, you know, they got married like in Nevada. Like, you know, a chapel. You know, they didn't have
Yeah,
and he had told her at 10 years they'll have a real one. And obviously, 10 didn't work, but 11, they're doing it. So, yeah, I'm going out there. So, tomorrow, you're having a full, it's like a full wedding, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So, in Kansas City, where he's from.
Right.
So I'm heading out there in the morning. Coach Mangini will be there.
She can't make it.
Yeah, my wife's got to work because she was in Italy last week. She just got back this week, a couple days ago. And so she's got to be on call this weekend. But she went with her mom to
Chris,
Italy.
I'll tell you, when it comes to the big events, Chris flew cross country for my 60th birthday party, which I'm very appreciative of, for real. You know what I mean?
That was great. That was a fun time.
No, it was great. It wound up being, I know I talked about it forever, but it wound up being cool.
Yeah. The only knock on the night was your stand-up.
Yes.
Other than that, I was just like.
it was a good time, and this will be good. That's great. And I'm sure Nick will appreciate you making the effort
to
get out there. You know what I mean?
So it's a good occasion. Awesome. Rob, Kentucky, I think this is bad. And I know, look, they needed to get rid of Calipari. But Mark Pope is their hire, Rob. He played at Kentucky, was on the 1996, you know, national championship team, which is great. But, Rob, he's been a coach for 9 years. He's made it to the NCAA tournament twice. He was at Utah Valley in the Western Athletic Conference.
Okay.
If you want to give him a break on those 4 years. But he was at Brigham Young 5 years and only made the tournament twice, Rob. And this is your hire?
Chris,
I know a lot
like,
of guys didn't want it, right? We saw
it. Sounds
the big
like they punted.
It.
It sounds like they punted on this and just decided not to really push after a big guy. I don't know why they're saving all this money from
Calipari. Well, remember, a lot of guys weren't interested. A lot of the big names weren't interested.
No, I get it. But But this doesn't sound like a Kentucky hire. Like, it just sounds.
No, it doesn't.
Like a downgrade. That's all.
It sounds like a major downgrade. Now, look, maybe he'll go there and surprise us and he'll be terrific. That would be great. I have nothing against him whatsoever. But I'm just looking at it and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, this resume may doesn't impress me. You know? And so, again, they needed to move on from Kyle. Everybody knew that, and they were able to save money, as you said. But, I mean, my goodness, it's just and, you know, Brigham Young, it's not a powerhouse, but they've been in the tournament more often than not. And, you know, he just didn't turn them around, didn't work magic at that program. So, I don't know. It looks like they're going to be down for a little while, Rob.
Yeah.
They're going to be down for a little while.
I'm sure that they can't be that happy. I mean, I know that they're happy that Calipari, Chris, is moving on because it just had gotten stale there, bad.
Right. Right.
You know, 3 years in a row, right, losing. Like, there was a time for a change. But I thought that, I'm sure the fan base thought, Chris, it would be a little bit better than this.
I bet you they thought they were getting a huge name.
Probably.
I mean, when you heard the names Danny Hurley, Billy Donovan, Nate Oates from, you know, Alabama, who turned him around, like, those weren't unrealistic, right? I mean, it wasn't like, oh, they're not. No, Kentucky, a blue blood. We both can agree on that.
Yes.
And this is, they couldn't get anybody, and guys were pulling out left and right. That's bizarre. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if some guys even let it get to a point where they knew what type of money Kentucky was offering.
Yeah.
But with their reputation, their image, and, you know, the money, I'm sure would be good.
But you would think that the money would be really good, Chris, like I said, because it wouldn't be Calipari money. So and because you didn't have to pay him off, right, for him to go.
Right.
Right? So it's not like you're paying two coaches.
Right.
I don't know. I'm surprised by this.
But they obviously like Pope. He was a player, as we said. They're going to give him some time. But I'm not impressed at all, Rob. And now I also think, as much as I think they needed to move on from Cal, I think he's going to – really bring a jolt of energy to Arkansas. I think he's going to go there. He's still a big name. He has won a championship. I imagine he can still get good players. Arkansas is a big enough program where you can bring players there. And so I think he's going to have some success there. And when you see Kentucky, you know, flounder as they may, it's going to look pretty odd. Although this was the right move for them as far as getting rid of him.
Right. Now, it's still weird, and you would have expected better. So this would be very, very interesting. But it's one of their own, Chris, so you're right. They'll probably give him a longer leash.
Yep. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple. You guys have a great weekend, all the Odd Couple crew. Rob, y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Safe flight to Kansas City.
Thank you, my man. And keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And the brothers bring fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.